What did you find when you got to the school, Shep?
It's just like I said in my report. When I arrived, the building was already evacuated.
Someone said they saw the shooter run from the building.
Someone else said there were still wounded kids inside. So I went in. And in the computer lab, I found Danny holding the revolver in the semi-auto...
Holding them? Not picking them up. Holding them.
He'd just picked them up.
Shep!
All right. He was holding them, damn it. Holding both guns and looking faint. The minute I said his name, he pointed them at my head.
And that doesn't tell you anything?
He was panicked, Rainey. Frightened and... Oh, hell, he'd been crying. I swear to you, there were tears on his cheeks. For Christ's sakes, this is Danny. Danny, who used to wear your deputy's badge. Danny, who liked to play under the desks. Danny, who always wanted to sit by you at dinner.
Shut up. I don't want to hear it anymore. Rainey walked away from him. She stood at the edge of her deck, her arms wrapped tight around her middle for warmth. In the distance, she saw a flicker of light, as if the moon had caught a piece of glass. It troubled her, and she was trying to focus on the source when the trees rustled abruptly and a large bird took flight.
If Danny's involved, Shep said from behind her, it's only because someone else got him into it. He's been troubled lately, and maybe he's impressionable. At 13, all young boys are impressionable.
We know about the locker, Shep. And we know about Charlie Kenyon. The Danny, in my mind, is a sweet little boy. And just yesterday morning, I would have agreed with you. But I'm not sure anymore. There's a lot more to him than meets the eye. And these kids, they're always somebody's sons, Shep. They're always somebody's children.